Previously on The Drive with Lance.
Your music, your world, Elgoa FM. Heather Small and the Young People moving on up. And ahead of that, Will Lindley, the brand new number one on Elgoa FM Countdown as of this past Saturday, with one called Miss Me. Exactly 3:30 on the Garden Route Drive. We had to be exactly on time because in a roundabout way we'll be talking golf, and we all know tee-off times are sacrosanct when it comes to golf. But roundabout way we're talking golf, we're talking about the second Artika Fia Hartenbosen 57 Louis Foundation Golf Day that's coming up in the very near future. And here to tell us more about it and also the foundation, Patrick Renier, CEO of the Louis Foundation, Louis 57 Foundation. Patrick, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you for having me, and also a very good afternoon from the beautiful Mussel Bay, windy today, to all the Algoa FM listeners.
Good to have you on the line, and we know all about wind because I'm in Kabeja, which is also known as the Windy City by any other name. It should make things very interesting, though, for the coming golf day, albeit we hope that the wind does subside a little before then. It's the second Artika Fia Hartenbosen and 57 Louis Foundation Golf Day coming up. I'm just interested, Petri, before we chat about the foundation and exactly where the funds will be going. Was the last joint golf day a calendar year ago, or was it before then? Because obviously the last 2 years have been quite a blur with the whole pandemic situation.
Yeah, no, it's our cooperation with the Artika Fia comes a long way, way back to 2015 when they got involved with our golf development program. And as the cooperation progressed, we've decided to have joint golf days. And the first one took place in 2020 or 2020. Mm. And unfortunately, as you mentioned last year, we had to postpone it because of the COVID pandemic. So luckily, everything is returning to normal. So the second day is now upcoming on Friday, the 25th, at the Mussel Bay Golf Club. So we're very excited and looking forward to a beautiful day. Doesn't matter what the wind will bring or the rain. We're going to have fun at the most beautiful course, one of the most beautiful courses where you can see the sea from every tee.
That is the Mussel Bay golf course.
Yeah, that's the Mussel Bay golf course.
I've played it once, but it beat me. But I do remember it being exceptionally beautiful, as you say. You can see the sea from every tee. Now, being the mecca of golf, the Garden Route, no doubt most, if not all, listeners this afternoon will be familiar with the name Louis Oosthuizen, and he was instrumental in starting the Louis 57 Foundation. Tell us more about the foundation. You're their CEO. What is it that you do and what you're all about?
Yeah, now the Louis, we know Louis very well, and Louis is one of the most popular golfers in the world, not only in South Africa. He's currently number 13 in the world. He still has his farm just outside of Mussel Bay, between Mussel Bay and Albertina, where he grew up. And Louis received a lot of sponsorship when he was a youngster from the Ernie Els Foundation and decided to give back, especially to the Southern Cape where he grew up. So in 2009, Louis founded his foundation 57 with another friend, Bertunel, and myself, co-founders of the foundation. So we're very proud to be associated with the Garden Route. We have four registered beneficiaries. I'm just quickly going to mention them. The one is Kids with Cancer. Then we have the IPAPA feeding program, which we launched in 2017 with the assistance of other community organizations. We finance the feeding program. We provide formulated maize products to more or less 520 kids at early childhood development centers in Mussel Bay on a daily basis.
Wow.
Then we also financially support Leoland Academy, which is a school in Mussel Bay for Down syndrome and autism kids. There's currently about 48 of them in Leoland. And then we obviously have the well-known Academy 57, Louis Golf Academy, where we cater for juniors in the Southern Cape, from the top juniors right down to grassroots level. We identify kids in the communities with golf talent, and then they get free coaching lessons at Pinnacle Point on a weekly basis. So that's more or less what the foundation is about. We're also very excited. Recently, we collaborated with the Princess Charlene of Monaco's foundation in South Africa. We launched what we call it the Feed Together feeding program. I'll kind of elaborate a bit later on that. And then obviously with the Articafia being part of our ventures, and specifically this golf day, their beneficiary, which they chose, is the Hartenbos Elderly Care Center, mm-hmm. which provide to 80 resident elderly specific services, and they also provide supporting services to about 200 elderly living in their own retirement units or own houses. And the specific golf day goes for to raise funds for their frail care center, where we're going to buy some hospital beds for that unit. They have 32 elderly patients in the frail care making use of these beds. Now, just to mention, as you know, it's quite expensive medical care. The hospital beds cost more or less $20,000 per bed. So that's in a nutshell what we adopt.
Wonderful initiative, and always good to see someone who's done so well. And I mean, let's face it, Louis has risen to the pinnacle of his profession. So nice to see folk like that giving back, and especially in the area, as you say, where Louis grew up. I just want to ask you a question, quite aside from this, because I remember a story where Louis, he bought a tractor with his winnings quite a while back. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that's many years ago when he won. I can't remember the specific tournament. There's so many tournaments yeah. that he play, and from the winning money, he started to buy his John Deere tractor. So everybody knows Louis because of the tractor on his farm.
That's right, yeah.
yeah. So as we all know, he resides in Florida, USA. Also, they just bought recently a ranch for him and his family, and they into horses quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And every time Louis only comes to South Africa about 3 weeks at the end of the year, then he spends his time at the farm, and we have a few social braais mm-hmm. and golf with the friends. And as I can just mention, Louis is very, very actively involved with his foundation, because many foundations, they just use the name of the celebrities.
Yeah.
But in Louis's case, he's personally involved with the kids. I keep him updated with our plans and what we do. And as I say, we believe in him getting involved, and his wife, Nell Marie.
Yeah.
So it's just not that they have the foundation and they go on with their own life. They really involved.
Very important that. Petri, for folk listening this afternoon who might like to get involved in the good work that you do, the Louis 57 Foundation, how can they go about that?
They can send me a mail. Can I give you the email address?
Yeah.
It's petri@louis57.co.za. It's petri@louis57.co.za. Or contact me on cell number 083-306-4396. For this specific golf day on Friday, they can either give me a call or Del Main from the Articafia by number 044-601-7243. We have, I think, four balls left when we fully booked. And I hear that you're also sending a team down.
I believe so. We're going to try very hard. It's coming up in just a few sleeps time. Petri, just in closing, what can folk expect at the golf day this Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun because we focus, because it's a charity day, it's fun. We always put the focus on having fun. So there's going to be a lot of good prizes. We have a hole-in-one prize of 50,000 sponsored by Optimum Financial Services. Algoa FM donated lots of prizes for us. We're going to have about 6 wet holes out on the course, and then snacks the evening at prize giving and an auction. But as I said, it's just going to be a fun day. It's good for networking for businesses. Yeah. And it's just a day out in nature. And as I say, they can still call me for, hopefully we'll be sell out by tomorrow afternoon or just after this interview.
Probably just after this interview. The second Arctic Affair, Hartenbosch and 57 Lee Foundation Golf Day coming up at the Mossel Bay Golf Club. That's this coming Friday. Petri Cronier joining us on the line this afternoon, CEO of Foundation 57. Thank you so much for joining us. And we wish you well with this coming Friday. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. And yeah, we look forward to catching up in the near future.
Oh, thank you so much, Lance, and for Gawa FM getting involved in these initiatives. It's really much appreciated.
Absolute pleasure. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lance.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.